Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. It's the second hour of three. We are coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. 15 minutes can save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Visit geico.com for a free rate quote. Joining us at the bottom of the hour, friend of the show, Hall of Fame defensive back, Super Bowl champion, one of the greatest to ever play the game, Rod Woodson, to talk all things NFL. And that's where we're going to stay in the NFL. First, of course, the first game of the evening just completed. Kansas City 26, Buffalo 17. And Pat Mahomes turns in another very good performance. You know, no surprise there in this game. But the Bills lose, Rob, for the second straight game. And, you know, look. They're a good team. I don't think they're a contender. I don't know that anybody thinks they're a contender. But they better get out of this little hole quickly, because now they're 4-2. They were 4-0. And competition stepped up a little bit, and they haven't really been ready yet. So we'll see if that continues. But talk
not
about
win every game, man. I'm just, it's the NFL.
No, I know. I'm just saying, though. They got hammered by Tennessee. They got hammered.
I get that, but they got beat tonight. But you're just not going to win every
game.
They beat
the Dolphins, the Raiders, and the
Raiders. You got to beat who's on the schedule. I mean, but they made the playoffs a year ago. Let's not act like
that
last
means
year.
Nothing in the NFL.
Okay.
You got to make it again.
They're a good team.
Did I say they were a bad team? I said they're not a contender. You think they're a contender?
I think in the AFC, they're going to be in the mix. I do.
They not
I think they'll be in the mix.
They can't beat Baltimore.
If you're in the playoffs, you're a contender.
Somebody in the AFC East going to be in the playoffs. They're going to be a contender?
I just think that Buffalo is not as bad as you think they are.
No, I don't think they're bad. I never said they're bad. I'm just saying they've fallen into a hole. They've lost two straight, and they got to dig themselves out. That's all I'm saying. But speaking of a hole, the Cleveland Browns, they stepped up in competition with the Pittsburgh Steelers. I expected them to lose, Rob, but I thought it'd be a good game. I really thought the Browns would, you know, play them close. And it was just ugly from beginning to end. 38-7. I love the quote from Mike Tomlin, Steelers coach, afterwards. That was varsity ball right there. That's a shot. He didn't say it, you know, mention the Browns, but that's a shot at them. We know this was a grudge match, right? First time they're meeting with Myles Garrett on the field since he hit Mason Rudolph, the Steelers quarterback, last year with the helmet. And because of that, obviously Pittsburgh, you know, you're motivated by that. It gives you a little extra adrenaline. But I thought it would do it for the Browns too, and it didn't. They got crushed. And Baker Mayfield, Rob, bad. I know he had the rib injury that he entered the game with, but look, you play, there's no excuses. You know, if you're hurt and you can't play, you don't play. But once you get out on the field, you can't, there's no excuses. 10 for 18, 119 yards, Rob, a touchdown, two picks. Where are you at on maybe beyond the Browns, who are still 4-2, Baker?
I think they have to seriously look at Baker and figure out really what he is and if he can get to, you know, where they're trying to go. All I know is, when he won those games a couple years ago at the end of the season and everybody was ranting and raving and they beat up Cincinnati a couple games.
Including him.
Put up 500 yards. And then they got all these weapons and everybody was ranting, oh, this is not going to be fair. oh my God, how are they going to get stopped? They went from not making the playoffs to going to the Super Bowl. I just remember all that craziness. And last year didn't happen. And even this year, okay, they got off to the 4-1 start. I never thought they had a chance to go to Pittsburgh and win that game. I just didn't think they were good enough. But I think they have a dilemma on their hands. I don't think he has delivered as advertised. And
remember,
it ain't just one bad game.
In the draft,
right. It ain't just one game. Take a look at some of these numbers, and they're just not good enough.
I don't think it's a dilemma because I think you had, look, obviously you want to try to make the playoffs. Look, seven teams now from each conference. Maybe that'll help them. Obviously, they're the third best team in their division behind Baltimore and Pittsburgh, who are both Super Bowl contenders. So at best, they can sneak in maybe as that seventh team. That would be good for them. But I think, Rob, the rest of this season is about solving that dilemma, as you call it. Seeing what Baker Mayfield is. We know everywhere else, offensively, we're set. We got the receivers. We got the lines okay. It could get better. It's okay. We got the running backs. The skill positions are set. We just need somebody to get them the football. That's it. And the rest of this season, if I'm the Cleveland Browns, is about finding out, is Baker that guy? I think they even got the coach finally. I like Kevin Stefanski. I think he's very good. So I think you're set there. So now it's just about figuring out what this guy is. And, you know, Rob, in three of his games, I think yesterday was like 54% completions. In three of his games, he's completed in the below 60% of his passes. His completion percentage is 60.6. That's 29th in the league. Now, and that's the thing. In today's NFL, Rob, that ain't good. You know, a lot of people, yesteryear that was fine, right? Today's NFL where half of your passes are little dinks to the running backs, that ain't good. So this is what this is about to me. You don't say it to Baker. You know, you let him think he's fine, but you see what he's made of.
Yeah, the numbers are scary from the standpoint, and I agree with that. Those are just the numbers, and they're not good enough. And when you have all the weapons you have, you should be better. It's different when you don't have anything around you. You know what I mean?
Right, absolutely.
And you're trying to make something happen. But there's just way too much talent. Running backs, wide receivers, downfield, you know, middle of the field. You got sidelines. Yep. It's just about delivering the football.
And that's why they showed you, Rob, because obviously they got down early, so they couldn't just run, right? Because that's their formula, which also says something about Baker, but that's smart, right? We got a great running game. We'll run the football and pass, you know, when we can. But you get down and you got to throw it. I know he only threw 18 times. It was such a rout. It was just ugly. And then he left the game. Some thought he got benched. He was hurt. The game was out of hand. You know, I don't think it was a benching at all. And the coach came out and said he'll start next week. But I agree with you. And here's the other thing, Rob. We saw an animated Odell Beckham Jr. yesterday, right? You saw him on the sidelines ranting and raving. And I'm not mad at him. I like passion. You know, one thing about OBJ, and I got on him for Watchgate and Visorgate and Cleatgate, all that stuff. But I have not heard a teammate complain about him. Have you?
No, but I will say this, and I know he's played better this year. To me, the antics are getting old, and I understand being frustrated or whatever. He's been in the league for a few years now. Everybody gets frustrated. People have bad games. I think it's old to me. That's just
me. Well, I agree with you to this extent. I don't mind him, you know, getting on teammates. You know, trying, like one point he's trying to get the guys together. He's just talking loud and, you know, yelling. I don't think he was, like, berating anybody. But the kicking the stuff, that's childish.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean,
saying.
You can control.
Like, you should grow out of that. He's been doing that for a while. He did it with the Giants, kicking the net. And I just think at some point, go out there, man, and play football, right? You can't control everything. Everything's not going to go your way. It was a bad day. There's frustration. I get that. I'm not even – and he wants to win. I don't even doubt that for 1 second. But if that was the way everybody responded or reacted, it just would be ugly.
Be
I mean,
It'd
right? Because everybody could say the same thing. Oh, well, I just want to win. Right. I'm frustrated. And everybody's kicking nets and balls around the field. And you know what I'm saying?
There's
and
no then, doubt what do you that have? That bothers teammates.
Yes.
It's, like I said, getting on guys, talking animated to guys, I'm fine with that. But you can't be kicking stuff, turning junk over. Stop that. But here's what I'm going to say, Rob. We saw OBJ with the Giants, you know, kind of talk about Eli, right? And Eli, we know he wasn't a tremendous regular season quarterback. It was a little bit later in his career when he was with OBJ. But, I mean, my goodness. He was better than Baker.
He would die to have Eli Manning back.
No like, doubt.
Like he thought he was going to some better place, Fountain of Youth. You know what I mean? Like at an old crusty quarterback
cool
on
dude,
his last
you
leg.
Know they
yep.
cool, hip hop.
He's on
all
every
that
other
junk.
Commercial. Oh man, it's gonna be awesome.
Some good commercials. I give you if he was as good a quarterback as his commercials, because I like his commercials. Don't you think they're good? You're into that sort of thing. You don't think they're good?
No, they're all right. I mean, yeah. I just wish that he would have done less of them. You know, like this time for all that. You're being paid handsomely. It just comes off when you're not playing well or not winning. It just comes off like, is that where you should be? Even though they're separate, they don't have anything
yeah,
to do with
done
the
in
schedule.
The offseason.
I know
they
that,
done,
but I'm just saying like how they appear. I know they're not like he's taking off practice time to shoot a TV commercial. So I get that. But do you know what I mean? Like Peyton Manning, he did commercials and stuff. And it's like, okay, well, let go on the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I mean, it's Peyton Manning. Right. I'll say this. I don't have a problem with him, but I'm surprised that they're still doing them. You know, because how long they been doing those progressives now? Like 3 years, I think.
Yeah, for
right?
a long time, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and the fact that he hasn't kind of been that guy, I'm a little surprised at that. It'd be one thing if they were running locally, you know?
Yeah, but I just think maybe when they thought after last year that team was supposed to, so they felt like, well, we got a guy, you know what I mean? And that team was supposed to be so exciting, the national TV games, all that. Then that didn't work out. And then this year they got off to a good start. So I can kind of see why, you know what I mean?
Well, here's the thing, Rob. They are 4-2. And again, they've been shellacked by the two heavyweights on their schedule. But here's the thing. Those are the only two heavyweights on their schedule. And I'm talking about going forward. Like, the Browns' schedule, they could go 10-6. They obviously got Baltimore and Pittsburgh again. But they could actually go 10-6 without beating a team with a winning record. That's how light their schedule is. So they may make the playoffs. And that could, you talked about a dilemma, that could be the dilemma, if anything. What if Baker, you know, continues to play relatively poorly, right? 61% of his completions, lower half of the league in beyond lower half, like really low on yards per game. You know, just not even mediocre, just okay. But they go 10-6. That's where it gets interesting because you're like, okay, we made the playoffs. Because, you know, they could make it. Three teams could make it. Now
yeah, but
they got
but
seven in a division.
But it's more than just making the playoffs. You have to take a look long term and look at where he is, what's going on.
Of
you know,
course.
we saw them fire Jim Caldwell in Detroit because making the playoffs
Boy,
and being 9-7. No, I'm just saying wasn't good enough. You know what I mean? So
but
I don't
for
know.
For the Browns to make the playoffs,
so if the Browns
I know Detroit's been horrible too. So that's,
right.
You know.
No, I'm just saying, like, you might look
just
at it. No, you wouldn't. You wouldn't do it if they made the playoffs. Yeah, I don't. Doubt
I mean,
that
sir, you know what I'm saying? Like right. The way this—that's ridiculous. But I get it because you look. If you make the playoffs, you're 10-6. Obviously, you still can be like, okay, we're still not sure if this is our guy.
That's all
and
I'm
if,
saying.
If
right.
the opportunity
right.
comes, you know, if the opportunity presents itself in the draft or whatever, where you can get a good quarterback, late first round, whatever it would be, you do it. But they're not out of this thing. They're not out of the playoff hunt and by any stretch of the imagination.
Okay, so here's the flip side real quick. All right, they got an eat cake schedule and they lose some of those games and don't make the playoffs. I think that'll spell the end. I think that'll doom them. You know what I mean? Like the
yeah,
schedule
I mean, they'll
set
just
up
keep
him
until they can get somebody better.
Right. Yeah, that's what yeah, I mean. Right.
No
if
question.
They, if they don't make it with an easy schedule ahead of them.
Right. All right. It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, 877-99 on Fox. Cowboys, Cardinals about to get it started. But here's the question for you guys. Is it time for the Browns to consider moving on from Baker Mayfield? Is it make or break for Mr. Progressive Insurance? We'll continue the conversation with you next as Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple. But first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
It's The Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. We're brought to you by AutoZone. AutoZone is America's number one battery destination. No matter what battery problems you're dealing with, you can find your battery solution at AutoZone. So next time you're having starting trouble, start at AutoZone, America's number one battery destination. Get in the zone. AutoZone, 877-99 on Fox. Is it already time? Have you seen enough of Baker Mayfield? Is it time for the Cleveland Browns to start looking for their next quarterback? Your turn to weigh in.
All right, let's kick it off with, let's see who we got first. Kick it off with, sorry, my phone's having issues. Matt in Ohio, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Matt?
Hey, fellas. Thanks for having me on, man.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to, I've noticed there past, I think it's past two years, he's thrown 32 touchdowns to 27 interceptions, roughly something like that. I think 54 touchdowns to 47 interceptions for his career. Like, that's rough. To me, that is nowhere near a franchise quarterback. Yeah, great coaching staff.
I agree
great
with you, Matt.
Yeah, and he's not even in the. I agree. Period. Like
those are terrible numbers. Those are bad numbers.
When you consider the players he's had around him, the running backs, the receivers, it makes it even worse.
Plethora of weapons of, on the offensive side. I get it. He's had a few coaching staffs, but he don't deserve a fourth head coach for another chance. With that many weapons, he should be able to do something other than what he's done.
No yeah. doubt, Matt. Good call. And those numbers are eye-popping. I mean, they just are. They're not good enough to be the first overall pick, right?
No question. No question about it.
Keith, in Peoria, Illinois, you're on the Odd Couple First Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Keith?
Hey, how you doing, fellas?
How's it going?
Man. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing okay, man. Sitting here at work right now, listening to the station and enjoying myself.
Appreciate you.
I'm a bachelor degree graduate from the University of Oklahoma back in 85, 86. I've been a Baker Mayfield. I'm an Oklahoma fan. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yep.
I've been a Baker Mayfield fan since he was there. I used to love him and love his intensity. But with a happy-seated quarterback standing in the pocket like I've been watching him do the last couple of years, it's very hard to be a number one overall pick, as I might say, and have the stats that he has had. You have to be a little better than that, man. And to me, it's about that time. To me, he's a little too fidgety in the pocket. They done got to the point they use him a little better, but it's still not doing him any good because he's, to me, just a little bit too cautious and too anticipating. You got to be able to have your read, your second and third options. You just can't stare people down all the time.
He zeroes in on his receivers. Yeah,
yep.
Yeah, there's no question.
That,
And I think that's that the Browns have to look at him, Keith, and really try to figure out, you know, can this guy make the long haul, Chris? Can he?
Right.
Will he be here 3 years from now knowing that we got the right guy? I mean, and I'm not so sure they believe that because the numbers just haven't been good enough.
And look, the fact that he's the number one pick, everybody obviously, that's going to put even more pressure on him. But it ain't even about that at this point. You know what I mean? That was years ago. He could have been the freaking second round pick at this point. Is he good enough?
Right.
That's all it boils down to. And right now, it's not looking like that's the case.
No, especially when you talk about the weapons. And I think that's the case can be made against him. Brandon, in Dallas, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Hey, first, real quick, I want to give a big ups. I think that's DJ Alex Tyson that's DJing today. I want to thank him for playing Tone Loc earlier on this Magic City Monday. I love that.
My guy.
That brought you back, huh?
That's right.
Yeah, man. I love it. But you're absolutely right on Baker Mayfield. You know, he's just not number one pick material. You know, I've been watching Colin for a long time, and when he was in college, Colin said it himself. He's not a number one pick talent. You know, he was touted to have the athleticism of, the guy that's playing right now. His name escapes me. Kyler Murray. He was touted to have the athleticism of Kyler Murray. He doesn't have that athleticism, you know, and he was.
No, he doesn't look athletic in the NFL.
No,
he was fine
slow.
In college, but no, the NFL, yeah.
But the college and NFL,
4.8? 40, I think?
And the pros, you know how many guys have played college football and excelled?
No, that's where the difference is.
Right.
Question. Yeah. He ran a 4.8 140, which isn't bad. I mean, not bad. It's service. You can get away with that as a quarterback, but not when you think you're athletic as a quarterback. You know what I mean? If you're just a standstill 6'4", 6'5", guy, that's one thing. Even Tom Brady didn't even run that. What did he run, 5-something? But, you know.
Well, he had the dad bod before he had any kids, right.
Right, but, yeah, it's not looking good for our man, Baker Mayfield.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
It is our man, Rod Woodson. Hall of Famer, Super Bowl champion, also coached in the league. What's up, man? How are you?
How you doing?
What's up, my brothers from another mother?
We are good, man. We are good.
Hey, Rob, we were just talking about, let's just jump in, Chris, with Baker Mayfield. And what's your take on him? And should the Browns start to think about maybe he's not that guy, or do they have to give him more time? He has a ton of weapons, and the numbers just aren't good, Rod, when you look at him.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, if I'm a defense coordinator and I'm planning to get to the Cleveland Browns, you know, I'm going to stack the box. Even though they have weapons outside, I'm going to stack the box and say, I need Baker Mayfield to show me that he can beat me consistently throwing accurate passes to his playmakers. And to this point, he hasn't proven that to me that he could do that. You know, can he be a franchise player? I mean, obviously, if you're rushing for 180 yards a game and you're winning those games, yes. But when they slow the running game down and you have to make plays in small windows with your arm, can he be that quarterback for you? And at this point in his career, I'm saying, no, he hasn't shown that he can be that guy. Can he turn into it? I'm not really sure. But, you know, I think you really have to think about that when you look at his play in his first several years, that he's been very inconsistent at throwing the football down the field.
Rod, let's get to one of your former teams, the Steelers. And, I mean, they obviously shellacked the Browns.
Balling.
Look, I picked them to make the playoffs. I thought, 8-8 last year with no quarterback. I thought they'd have a good year with Roethlisberger. But I got to be honest, I didn't think they were legit Super Bowl contenders. Did you, or are you surprised as well about how good they are?
I'm not. You know, I knew their defense was going to ball out because remember last year, Tua got hurt. When Tua got hurt, that kind of hurt the defensive line. Even though the defense played extremely well, I knew they were going to be better in on the defensive side of football. And then to me, it was all about what was the running game going to look like. And, you know, if Ben's arm is good and he's strong, the passing game was just going to be better because Ben's a better quarterback. And we've seen that. Juju has looked way better this year. Claypool just looked like a stud, even though he went to Notre Dame.
Mapletron, is that what they call him? Mapletron?
They call him Mapletron. Mapletron.
He needs and a better nickname than that.
Yeah, but the running game is going well. They're playing really good football. They're playing stingy football on the defensive side of it. And Ben is taking care of the ball. So I'm not surprised I'm surprised they're 5-0, but I'm not surprised they're winning football games.
Let me follow this up, Rob, if you don't mind. This takes nothing away from Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown, who obviously were great players. But James Conner, you know, 5 yards a carry, basically. We saw him, you know, a couple years ago before he got hurt, was looking great. Now you got Chase Claypool, who you mentioned out of nowhere. Juju Smith-Schuster, obviously still doing his thing. I mean, they're just filling guys in, and they're kind of playing at a Pro Bowl level. What is that? Is that just the system there? That if anybody with pretty good talent they can put in there, or coaching, or you know, talk about that.
No, it's the culture. It's the culture that the Pittsburgh Steelers has in this organization. So let's go back to Chuck Knoll. You know, it's the culture. They won Super Bowls. When I got there, we weren't that good. The culture was still there, though. Like, you either had to be a pro, perform at the level that the Pittsburgh Steelers thought you should perform, or you weren't going to be there. And we started winning. That culture is still there. Bill Cowher, you know, he gets his Super Bowl. He retires. They bring in Mike Tomlin, and he wins the Super Bowl. It's the culture. Now they good coaches. I mean, they're a well-coached football team. But when you have a culture like that, and it starts with the front office, so it starts with the owners, and it trickles down to the playing field. When you have a culture like that, you can bring in players. And it's very similar to what Baltimore's done. They have that same culture that you bring in some players. They're good players. Obviously, we know that all players in the National Football League have talent, or they wouldn't be here. So now you just got to have the right fit. And it fits your culture. That's when you win football games. And, you know, that's what I've seen in Pittsburgh before I got there, when I was there, and since I've been gone.
Our guest is Rod Woodson, the Hall of Famer, of course, joining us here on The Odd Couple. Help me with Ron Rivera and his two-point try where he has a chance to tie the game with the Giants. And his quote is, the only way to learn how to win is to play to win. Really? I'm going to be honest, okay?
I heard that.
All right, Rod, I won $600 because of this game yesterday. I had a three-team parlay, and I needed the Giants to win this game because I had the under, right? I had the under, and if it went to overtime, there was a chance I would wind up losing, and it worked out for me, but I thought it was dumb. Where are you on this?
It was a you know, I get that, you know, Riverboat Ron, you know, I get that, right? But his team in Carolina – they were veterans, older team. They knew how to win. He knew that he can count on them. And we as players like our coaches to say, I believe in you. I believe in you. I'm going to give you those opportunities. But his team is young. They don't know how to win yet.
Right.
They have no idea what it feels like to win in Washington. So for him to put that onus on him now. I mean, I get the mindset he's trying to create. They're not ready for that though, because they haven't won any games. And he did show his players that he's going to believe in them and he's going to take those chances. But if you take those chances too often and you keep coming up short, you're going to get fired.
Yeah,
no doubt.
That's the truth.
I was stunned by that. I was stunned.
Right. Let me ask you.
Were you more stunned with that, Or were you just more
Romeo?
Or Romeo Cornell? Yeah.
Another one, both of those calls, and then Romeo Cornell, like take the extra point. What are you doing?
Because think of how much that would happen.
They were up by eight, right? That would have made
them up. They would have been up by eight.
That's all you need, Chris.
They got to score on your defense and then get the two-point conversion.
Right.
That's tough to do.
Since a two-point conversion's been in place, no team in the history since it's been in place up by seven has gone for two.
Nobody.
Wow.
Nobody's done that.
Because it doesn't make any sense, Rod. If you go up by
the owners, he's trying to get the job.
But if you go up by eight, even if they score and get the 2 points.
Yeah. It was a bad call. It was a bad decision. And you can see it. I don't know if you saw it where he was getting ready to walk up to Watson on the bench, and Watson just kind of turned his head like, man, don't come up to me right now.
Oh, man, that's not a good sign.
Hey, real quick, could you as a quarterback go, we're not doing that. What? Like, I refuse to go out there because this makes no sense. Do you know what I'm saying?
I would have thought that the rest of the staff would have been like, coach, we're up by seven, not we're up by
right,
six.
Right.
We're up by seven. Right. We kicked the field goal. We kicked the extra point. We're up by eight. They got to score and make the two-point conversion.
And they don't beat you. Right, just to tie you. You don't lose the game. That's the big thing is that that would only tie the game. So why would you even do it?
Rod, I want to ask you this before you go. We got about a minute left. I watched that New England Denver game, and while I'm watching that game, all I'm thinking of, man, the importance of practice. And can you, as a guy that obviously played in the league, explain to the layperson that's never played in the NFL just how important it is? Because most people might think, you know the plays, you know, you're pros, you're in shape, you can do without. But it looked like they just needed practice.
Yeah, they were rusty. They didn't look good. Cam didn't look good. Cam threw the ball terrible in that game. But when I look at them, though, as a whole, as a football team, I'm going like, who are their weapons? Like, who do they have? Wow. They don't have anybody.
Right.
And, I mean, you know, we all talked about, you know, everybody wants to have – you need playmakers in the National Football League to win games. Now, I think Cam is a player – but he doesn't have a lot of weapons to throw the ball to. His running game is banged up, beat up. Sony's banged up and beat up. And, you know, I'm looking at the players even on the defensive sideline, like, I don't know any of these guys. Like, they have so many people opt out, and they were winning at first, but they just look really rusty. They need some practices back under their belt. The Buffalo Bills are the elite team in the AFC East. And believe it or not, the Miami Dolphins look good.
They do. Good job, right. Brian Flores. All right, Rod, thanks a lot
bud.
Brother. Great stuff.
I miss you, brothers.
Yep.
We'll see you, I hope, soon.
Hopefully
hope
down in Tampa, right?
Right?
In February.
We hope.
All right, it's not looking good for the Dodgers, and the World Series hasn't even started yet. We'll get into that next. It's the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Wowzy, wowzy, woo, woo.
All right, it's The Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. The World Series begins tomorrow. Dodgers and Rays, LA Dodgers, Tampa Bay Rays, should be a great series. I expect a competitive series.
You have the two best teams, yep.
Right. Each team was the best in this league all season long. And so it should be an interesting one. I do think, Rob, you know I picked the Dodgers to win the World Series. I think that this is the one they're going to get. I'm not just saying that to stick with my pick, but I feel like they're getting this one. What about you? You picked them to get there, so.
Yeah, I had them losing to the Yankees. Obviously, the Yankees didn't win, and now it's Tampa Bay. The Dodgers have everything, but I'm just not – this is the third time in 4 years, Chris, nothing but disappointments. Maybe this is the year. And you know what? It starts really game one with Clayton Kershaw on the mound. I mean,
here's the interesting thing about what you said. 63 teams, I read this today, 63 teams in MLB history have gotten to three, you know, to the World Series 3 out of 4 years. That's a lot. I was surprised it was that many, but a lot of them were the Yankees overlapping and
right,
stuff.
But
only two of those teams, not the Yankees, but two others, have never won it. Two out
is
of 63,
right?
Yes.
Wow.
So the
what
math
did you remember
is,
them?
One was the Giants. I don't remember
New York
who
Giants,
the other
probably the New York Giants.
Yeah, I don't remember who the other
yeah,
one was.
Yeah, okay. But yeah, that, no, I mean, normally if you go to World Series,
three out of four,
you're going to win one of them. Even the Atlanta Braves, Chris,
right,
who won those 15 straight division titles, you know, they won one. I mean, and that's
and
where the Dodgers
what,
are now. They well, have to is, win.
Right. And I tell you what, look, obviously those Braves teams, I mean, you had the incredible pitching with Smoltz.
You had three Hall of Fame.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And Glavin.
Yep,
you had three
was,
Hall of Famers, Chris, on
yep.
the same staff. Unheard
it was
of.
Incredible. Right.
Absolutely. Unheard of.
But when I look back at that team, Rob, probably because they only won one. What, they went like 15 straight division titles or something
yep.
like that?
And they only won one World
I don't
World
look
Series.
At them as a great team. One out of 15?
No, that not with
you know?
That pitching staff.
Right.
They should have definitely won more.
Yeah.
And they weren't able to do it.
That was crazy. But Dave Roberts, the Dodgers manager, said, here, let me read you this quote, Rob. I don't think it bodes well for the Dodgers. Here's Dave Roberts. This was today. We've been taxed as far as usage in the pen, the bullpen.
Yeah.
For Clayton Kershaw to take a start and go deep would kind of help the usage get realigned. Rob, when I look at this past series where he was great or, you know, very good through five, and then the six, it fell apart. And then I go back to last year in the divisional series against the Nationals, and he was good for five and then fell apart in the six. Honestly, Rob, if Clayton Kershaw were very good through five innings, you know, like he's not anything but a no-hitter pretty much, I got to be honest, I would strongly weigh just taking him out after five.
Well, you know what? I mean, I'd say this. First sign of trouble in the sixth. Like I know, but I'm just saying. But the first, if you remember against the Nationals, Dave Roberts left him in. He gave up back-to-back home runs. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So you could have given up that first home run. You got to come out. He left him in. The next pitch was another home run.
Well, that
so
I'm goes saying, without saying,
right? I'm saying the first sign of trouble, he's got to come
walk,
out.
A walk, a hit batter,
anything.
A base hit, whatever. You're out. But maybe even before.